Alice was very bored. She was sitting with her sister by the water. She looked over at the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversation, and she thought, "What good is a book without pictures or conversation?" She was thinking about what she could do when all of a sudden, a white rabbit with pink eyes ran by her. Alice was surprised when she heard the rabbit say, "Oh dear, oh dear, I shall be late!" She was even more surprised when the rabbit took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket, looked at it, and then hurried along. Alice quickly got up and ran after it. She could not run as fast as the rabbit, but she saw it enter a rabbit hole. Alice followed the rabbit into its hole, not thinking about how she would get out. The hole went straight down like a tunnel, and all of a sudden she was falling down a very steep well. The well must have been very deep because she was falling for a very long time. As she was falling, she looked at the sides of the well and saw cupboards, bookshelves, maps, and pictures hanging. "I wonder how many miles I've fallen," asked Alice aloud. She thought about how many more miles she would have to fall to reach the center of the earth. "I wonder if I will fall right through the earth. I would have to ask someone where I am. They would probably tell me that I'm in Australia or New Zealand, and probably think that I'm quite stupid for not knowing where I am." Down Alice fell. She began to think about her family and whether or not they would remember to feed Dinah, her cat, if she did not make it home in time. "Dinah, I wish you were here," she said to herself. "There are no mice in the air, but maybe you could catch a bat. Bats are like mice, I think. Do cats eat bats?" She began to get sleepy and started to dream that she was walking with Dinah, asking her if she's ever eaten a bat. When suddenly, thump thump, she landed on a pile of sticks and dry leaves. She was not hurt and could still see the rabbit running down a long passage. She followed him, but she was not fast enough. When she turned a corner, she could no longer see him, and she had entered a long, low hall that was lit up by a row of lamps hanging from the roof. There were doors all around the hall, but they were all locked. After trying to open each one, Alice started to worry that she would never find her way out. Suddenly, she saw a glass table with a golden key sitting on it. She tried using the key on every door, but it was too small for the locks. However, the last door she tried was only about 15 inches high. She tried opening it with the key and was delighted that it fit. Alice opened the door and saw a smaller passage that led to a beautiful garden. Knowing that she would never fit through such a small passage, she said, "Oh, I wish I was the shape of a telescope," and went back to the table. She had hoped to find another key on it, and was surprised to see a bottle with a sign on it with the words, "Drink me." She was not quick to drink from the bottle because she thought that it could be poisonous, but since the bottle was not marked poisonous, she decided to taste it. She thought it tasted good and drank the rest. As soon as she finished the bottle, she began to feel strange. In fact, she began to take the shape of a telescope. When she finished shrinking, she went to the small door because she could now fit through it. Unfortunately, she had forgotten the key on the table and was now too small to reach it. She tried to climb up the table legs, but they were too slippery and she kept falling. After several tries, the poor girl sat down and cried. "Come now! There's no use crying like that," she said to herself. She often gave herself good advice, but rarely followed it. She would sometimes get so mad at herself she would cry. Once, she scolded herself for cheating during a game of croquet she was playing against herself. Alice was a very imaginative child and often pretended to be two people. "I can't pretend to be two people anymore, when there's hardly enough of me to make one person," she thought. Just then she noticed a little glass box that was next to her. She opened it and found a very small cake with a sign on it. that read, "Eat me." As she ate the cake, she put one hand on her head, trying to feel if she was becoming bigger or smaller.